What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome back to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west. We can help you. Been in the real estate business for 30 years. A number to call if you want to reach us, 770-497-0000. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man, Alfie.
Hey, Cleve, what's going on,
Welcome
buddy?
Welcome back, sir.
Yes, 2018, rolling on strong. Mr. Gaddis, the Romero family enjoying the new year so far. I always enjoy starting a new year, Cleve, because it's like it's like Major League Baseball. It's a clean slate.
Yeah.
You know, you want to try to get things accomplished in the year, goals to meet, things you want to improve on with yourself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So we're about 4 weeks into the year at this point.
Correct.
And so, like, do you set like resolutions, New Year's resolutions?
I don't do resolutions anymore, Cleve, because I've had a history of not
because
lasting.
Because they would have already been dropped by now.
We wouldn't even gotten by the first week before I would have broken one of the resolutions. I feel resolutions are just like people kind of doing something really extreme.
Yep.
And it's just like they can never.
They should just do something that's kind of moderate,
right? I don't really say resolutions. I just try to do things to improve on myself and maybe make myself a better person in the year.
No, I get it. You know, one of the things that I'm focusing on this year is spending more focused time with my family.
Okay, gotcha.
And
I guess you should realize as they're getting older, especially now you have two kids that are in college right now, right? And
yes.
Then you have two that are currently in high school.
Right, senior and a sophomore.
So now you have two kids that have kind of spread their wings and have gone away from the home, and you don't get to see them every day. And now you have these two other ones now that you want to focus more on and enjoy the time you have with them.
And all four of them. And what I realize, Alfie, is you know, their life is busy and my life is busy.
Yes.
And you know, I'm the leader of our relationship. Not them.
You're right.
And even though they're all girls and they're grown and mature and all that kind of stuff. But you know, I have to focus more on them. And it's funny, I really started working on that really like mid-December. It's not that I don't focus on my kids. I love my kids. I spend a lot of time with them. But I mean like no phones, no interruptions, no nothing. Just bam, focus, face-to-face.
Family time.
And so I took McCall, she's the baby, the sophomore, and she and I went out to eat and spent a lot of time together and
visited.
No phones, no interruptions, no nothing.
Nice.
And really celebrated it. And you know what, Alfie?
Yeah.
I can tell a difference in the way she acts towards me as a result of the amount of time I spend focused on her.
Yeah.
And it is so cool, Alfie.
Well, I mean, they enjoy that. I think they don't say it out loud. They don't, you know, or maybe they keep doing themselves. But I think a lot of girls, I mean, my sisters are the same way. They love spending time with my dad. You know what I mean? They enjoy that time.
It's, no matter how old they get.
Correct. No matter how old. And I mean, the thing I'm doing with Kimber, too, is having a night. The thing since we've had the kids, we really haven't had a night to
and
a date night.
You're so busy because you got two and four. They're crazy
right.
all day long.
So we made a pact that this year we're going to have at least one night out of the month that we're going to, you know, give the kids to my mother-in-law, and then we'll have a date night.
We'll give you another option, too.
Yeah, okay.
If Kimber happens to be at her mom's, if you're up here in the north end of town instead of at your current home south of town.
Correct.
You bring those boys by the Gaddis household. Drop them off. You can go do something. If you're going to spend the night up here at Kimber's mom's house, maybe.
Yeah, we can definitely do something like that.
I mean, because Michelle and I know how to watch kids, and then if I got the girls at home, those boys will get so much attention. They might actually, you better be careful, they might not ever want to go home. They'll get so much attention at the Gaddis household. We would love to do that, Alfie. You let us know, right?
Yeah, totally.
I think we've got a good show. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. In the Clevenomics segment to open the show, what's going to happen with mortgage rates, Alfie, in 2018? The question.
I would like to know that too, Cleve.
Jean in Norcross said that she recently read that experts expect home listings to increase in 2018. She wants to know what I think. And then Jim in Dallas I wonder if that's Dallas, Georgia or Dallas, Texas.
No, Dallas, Georgia.
How do you know? It might be Dallas, Texas.
There's a Dallas in Georgia.
I know there is, but...
And you know, it was interesting.
Might have a very broad reach, people in Dallas, Texas listening to us.
You know, it was interesting. I was driving back from when we went to Walt Disney World, and we passed through Nashville, Georgia.
Where?
It's south. And
really?
It's kind of like near the Florida, Georgia.
I never even heard of Nashville,
border.
Georgia.
Yeah, no,
makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Open Door. Jim in Dallas wants to know, what is Open Door? We're going to have a guest in the second and third segment of the show, Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates. We're talking about the new tax changes, the new tax plan, and how it might or will affect homeowners.
And I got to say, if this gentleman's going to be on for two segments, you know this is going to be a very intense
discussion. There's just
discussion.
A lot to talk about, Alfie.
There
and
is.
The more I read about it, the more confused I get.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping he can provide us some clarification.
It depends on what network you're watching, too, sometimes.
But I'm just talking about the middle of the road, looking from just news, not news on the radio, reading magazines, reading articles, and it's still confusing, like whether or not interest is deductible in a home equity line of credit.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Right.
Looks to me like it might not be anymore.
So we're getting it right from the horse's mouth.
Pass-through deductions, if you have earnings in a company and it's a pass-through entity, how does that affect you?
You're
it's
going to
be a great segment, second and third segment,
and
the fourth segment of the show.
Yeah.
We're featuring Centennial, which is in Roswell, Fulton County. And then we've got a question from Charles in Milton. He wants to know, what's the percentage of foreclosed properties sold in the United States of America? Let's answer the first question, or let's talk about interest rates in 2018. Currently, interest rates are about 3.9% on average nationally, Alfie.
Okay.
And we're projecting that interest rates will be 4.40% by the end of 2018. Now, Alfie, they've been talking about interest, they being the national experts, have been talking about interest rates rising for several years.
Yeah.
And they haven't.
Okay.
Guess what?
What?
I think they will this year. And you know why?
Why do you think
that? Because they're projecting inflation to increase from 1.5% to 2.5%.
Gotcha.
And if you want to talk about something that will make mortgage rates rise... Inflation
will do it.
So interesting, because I know you're looking to sell and buy a home. So maybe to get in there before, not that I'm telling you you need to do it right away, but to get in there before the interest rates rise could make a big difference. I looked up a document, and I'm sorry I'm having to kind of move around here, Alfie, so I can see my laptop.
No,
but I looked up a document that I put together a few days ago. And if you were buying the median priced home in the United States, $236,000, that price of that home in the next year would go up 4.1% to $9,700, and your principal and interest payment would go up $36,417.
Wow, really?
Over 36 years.
Woo.
The interest the payment would go from $1,004 a month to $1,105 per month.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is truly remarkable.
So the total increase or the cost of waiting for 1 year would be $46,118, which is really quite amazing. Jean writes in from Norcross, I recently read that experts expect home listings to increase in 2018. Your thoughts? Absolutely.
Yep.
I believe that is exactly what's going to happen. I think there's a lot of sellers out there, Jean, who are looking to time the market, sell it just about when property values get to their highest, and I think you'll see some of those coming into the market this year. Jim in Dallas writes in and wants to know what Open Door is. If you hear me talk about our customized maximum value plan, and I'll mention that in just a little bit, Open Door is one of those companies who might be willing to buy your home and take all the troubles away from you.
Okay.
It's a big corporate buyer. They've raised $1 billion in equity, and they're trying to buy properties from you, make it easier for you, Alfie, as the home seller, to not have showings and have guaranteed sale and certainty. But in reality, they're doing that all at a cost because they're in business to make money.
Right.
So they will do all of that to make things more convenient for you in exchange for some of your equity. I'm not saying that it's not the right thing to do for some people, but don't be fooled to think you can sell your property basically to a wholesaler, if you will,
right,
and get full retail
dollars. It's like when you go to a pawn shop. You know what I mean? They're going to buy your property at a cheap price because they want to jack it up to make a profit. Obviously, like you said, they're not going to take something without
making
money off
of it. They're not
going to
pay you more,
right,
exactly, and then sell it for less. Exactly right. If you're interested in getting a customized maximum value plan and even to include what Open Door would pay for a home, you need a customized maximum value plan. The first three callers can get one for free. Normally it's $299. Call 770-497-0000. We'll prepare a customized maximum value plan for you for free. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dave Musser with Nichols Cawley & Associates, a local CPA firm, is going to be here to talk about how the new tax changes are going to affect the average homeowner. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly. Bang got wings.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, every time I hear Tom Petty music playing, everybody around me is sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, not all the songs are sad.
No. That's not a... because of the song, because he died.
Yes. I mean, it is tragic that he passed away. It just doesn't seem... that he passed away. But this is the beauty of music, Cleve, is that no matter he's gone and no longer with us, that the music continues to live on.
And still affects people.
Yes, and it's funny because my four-year-old foster son, I play the Tom Petty channel on my XM radio, and he sings to a majority of the Tom Petty songs. So I think I made my four-year-old foster son a Tom Petty fan. So it's fun. I'll have to show you a video of him singing some of the songs.
I love that. That would be awesome. And you know how I describe Tom Petty to people?
How's that?
As a Bob Dylan who can actually sing.
Yeah, which very true.
Not a bad description, is it? This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. Alfie, you'll be happy to know that we've got Dave Musser with Nichols Cawley & Associates on the line with us.
Nice.
Now, Dave's our local CPA expert, our tax expert, if you will. We've had him on several times.
Man, we need one right now.
And I always love the information. We do.
We do need one.
We do. So, Alfie, are you looking to pay more taxes or less taxes?
I'd like to pay less taxes.
Well, I think, and you're like right there with the rest of us in the United States. Welcome, Dave. We appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure.
We have had tons of changes. Let's see, I guess the new tax law went into effect when? I don't know when it went into effect.
January.
Well, most of it goes into effect for 2018. There are a couple provisions that apply back in 2017, but just a few.
Got it. So let's talk about some of the changes that were made. And if you don't mind, I'd love to just jump right into it. We used to be able to deduct all the interest we paid on our primary residence, provided, I guess, we didn't spend over $1 million or finance over $1 million. How does that work now after the tax changes?
Well, there's quite a few changes on that. If you had an existing mortgage, $1 million or less, that is grandfathered in, and you will still be able to deduct the interest on that.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. However, if you have a home equity loan, that is no longer deductible going into 2018.
Really?
And if you buy a new house, a new loan is going to be limited to $750,000 for the interest that you can deduct.
Interesting. Okay, so we went from $1 million, and we had heard they were going to go to $500,000, but they just reduced it. And this is the amount of the mortgage or the amount of the purchase price of the home?
This is the amount of the mortgage.
Okay, so you have to have a mortgage if you're buying a home, Alfie. Remember this, you can't get a mortgage more than $750,000 or you can't deduct the interest.
Okay, got it.
Right, so don't write that
down. I'm writing this down.
So I would guess, and I don't know, Dave, if you have seen any stats on that, but my guess is the number of mortgages, the percentage of homeowners with mortgages where the mortgage is over $750,000 is probably a small number in the United States, probably 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8% of the mortgages out there. So my guess is most of the people in Georgia won't be affected by that. That's just my guess.
Right. It's going to affect those in California, New York, Connecticut, but that's correct. But the good news is you can still deduct two homes. The limit applies to two residences. And that doesn't go away. But if you buy a second home in 2018, you'll be limited to a total of 750. So you got to watch out what your existing mortgage is.
Got it. So if you bought a home at the lake and you had a $500,000 mortgage on your main home and you had a $250,000 mortgage on your home at the lake, you'd still be in good shape.
That's right.
Makes sense. Now, let's talk about this home equity line of credit stuff for just a minute, because I don't remember anybody, not CNN, not Fox News, not anybody talking about the fact that the deductibility of home equity interest on home equity loans was going away. So can you go back through that with us again?
Yeah. Obviously, there's when you buy a home, you take out a mortgage, and that's your principal residence mortgage.
Right.
If you refinance it or take out a second loan, and I don't want to say refinance, but take out a second loan and take a home equity line of credit, the interest was deductible on that within limitations.
And was it like up to a certain amount? Was it like $100,000, I think, as long as your loan was not over $100,000?
That's right.
Okay.
Now your home equity interest is no longer deductible in 2018.
Period. What if you borrowed money specifically to improve your home? Would that be an exception?
Nope. Home equity loans are gone.
Wow, interesting. Man, oh man. I bet there's a lot of people out there listening who do not know that. Hey, let's move. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm in the studio with my man Alfie, and I'm visiting online or on the telephone with Dave Musser, a CPA with Nichols Cawley & Associates, a local CPA firm. He can be reached online at nicholscawley.com, and I'll spell that NICHOLS. CAULEY.com, or you can call him directly. In fact, when I call him, he answers the phone most of the time, which is unusual in today's world. The number is 404-214-1301, 404-214-1301. Let's talk a little bit about property taxes, state and local income taxes. Alfie, did you know you can deduct, when you pay property taxes to your local county, you can deduct those from your federal income tax return?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you probably have been doing it lately, but talk to us about that, Dave.
What they've done is you've been able to deduct your property taxes and your state and local income taxes as an itemized deduction on your personal return, unlimited amount. Starting in 2018, you're only able to deduct up to $10,000 of those. So it's been greatly limited. And there's been a lot of that in the news about prepaying your taxes and whatnot. Obviously, it's too late for that, but it's really going to change things going forward. Well, now, the good news is they've increased the standard deduction to $24,000.
So talk to me, just pretend I don't know anything about taxes. What's the difference between the standard deduction and itemizing? I'm not sure I understand why and you're doing my tax return, so you understand why I'm doing what I'm doing because you're doing it for me. But how does that work?
Well, you can deduct the greater of your total itemized deductions or your standard deduction.
Oh, so whichever works better for you, that's what you get.
Right, the greater of the two. Now, it's going to be a lot of people will get a benefit because their itemized deductions may have been less than $24,000, but was more than the original $12,000. So now, let's just say your itemized deduction for $18,000. Now you're going to get a $24,000 deduction in 2018.
And now that $24,000, is that for an individual or is that for a married couple?
That's for a married couple.
Okay, and what is it for an individual? Because they normally have one for each, right?
That's right, and it's less than that. And there's rates for individuals, head of households, different.
Got it.
Different
I think I was reading something where that single, so it's different depending upon your tax status, but I've heard it kind of doubled at most every level. Is that right?
That's right.
Interesting. This is fascinating stuff, isn't it, Alfie?
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I have someone who takes care of this for me. So
you do?
I got a tax person.
You got a tax person?
Yeah.
Is it Dave Musser of Nichols Cawley & Associates?
No, it's my sister-in-law who doesn't charge me anything. So
I love that. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie, as always, and we've got Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates on the line with us. Dave can be reached if you have tax questions at nicholscawley.com. That's nicholscawley.com, or by calling 404-214-1301. Alfie and I need to take a quick break. Unfortunately, the radio station makes us let advertisers play their commercials so they can pay their bills. We're going to do that for about 2 or 3 minutes, and we'll be back. We're going to continue our discussion with Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates, and we're going to talk all things tax-related. How does this new tax plan affect your tax bill? And I want to talk through the pass-through entity taxes. Very confusing. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Tom Petty again. He's hard to interrupt.
Man.
You just need to let him sing.
He's one of those artists that you hear this song, you go, Tom Petty sang this?
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs in his library and catalog that I don't think a lot of people realize that it's Tom Petty until someone tells you that. So.
I bet they recognize this one, though.
Oh, who cannot recognize
this one? I bet they
recognize
this one. Well, welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man Alfie. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, real estate contract review, title insurance matters, and commercial law and closings. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. 770-497-1880. We've got Dave Musser with Nichols, Cawley & Associates on the line with us. Dave, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break.
Thank you.
Alfie had to take a Tylenol for his tax headache after the last segment. But there are so many changes that are going on with the tax law. Am I right, Dave?
Yeah, I'm pretty popular this time of year anyway. Oh. And you add this tax law in, and I'm in demand.
So I decided one day that I would just go in and read the tax bill myself.
Uh-oh.
It was like how many thousands of pages? It was unbelievable. I opened it up and counted the number of pages in the PDF, and I just closed it. I mean, it's literally like hundreds and hundreds or thousands of pages. Am I right?
Close to 1,100.
1,100 pages. Isn't that amazing, Alfie?
I don't think the book War and Peace has that.
I don't think all the laws for our entire country should be 1,100
oh,
pages.
Oh, my goodness. Can they simplify this a little bit?
Unbelievable. Okay, let's go back and summarize. The deductibility of interest has been capped for your primary residence at what number, Dave?
Well, it's been kept at $1 million for your existing home mortgage. It's grandfathered in, but it changes to $750 for any new loans after the enactment of the date, which was like December 26th, 2017.
Got it. Right. State and local taxes, like property taxes, I would assume like local state income taxes, also would include maybe local municipality income taxes, things like that. They used to be deductible if you itemized up to no limit, right?
That's correct.
And how does it work now?
And now you're limited to a total of $10,000.
$10,000. So, Alfie, we're not going to be able to buy you a $2 or $3 million house. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Oh, so, which means that we don't have to pay you as much to be the co-host and the technical producer of the show. We can put you down to like $50,000 an episode.
That's good.
So that'll help us a lot. Now, you know what we haven't talked about, Dave? We haven't talked about the capital gains. When you invest in something and you sell it, you have to pay tax to the government on your gains when it's an investment that you don't live in personally. But one of the nice things is if you live in a home, that's not the case. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. And the good news is they did not change anything on that rule. You can exclude up to $500,000 for a married filing joint or $250,000 of gain on the sale of your personal residence as long as you lived in it for two out of the last 5 years. And then if you have to move for any reason after that, there are exceptions where you can still get that.
So like
so
if
they talked about changing that, they did not change that rule, and you do not have to buy another house to qualify. You know, a lot of people still think that old rules in place, and it's not.
Like from the 80s where you had to reinvest all your money in a new house, and I think you even had to have a mortgage that was as great as the last one you had or something like that. There was all kind of rules, right?
Right, and that's gone. And like I said, they did not change the 2 out of 5 year rule and the $500,000 and $250,000 exclusion.
That is fantastic. So now, we talked about doubling the standard deduction. So talk about that real quickly just to make sure everybody's up to date on what's going on.
Again, that you can deduct either the greater of your total itemized deductions or the standard deduction. They did double the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000 for a married filing joint return and similar amounts for single and head of household.
Now, Oh, I'm so sorry, Dave. Go ahead and finish.
No, that's okay.
Well, in preparation for this segment, I did a little review online, and according to a Zillow economist, 44% of taxpayers under the current system benefit by itemizing and claiming mortgage interest deduction. They're saying under the new system, that number will be 14%, which sounds to me like the new tax system might be designed to save the average American taxpayer some money. I don't know if that's true, but that's what it sounds like to me. So I'm not asking you to confirm or deny those numbers because I'm sure you haven't seen that research. But I think it's interesting that they're saying 44% of the people benefit today by itemization, but it'll only be 14% or itemizing expenses only be 14% moving forward. Let's talk about a couple of other things. If you own a business or you own an interest in an LLC or S corporation or something that is sort of a pass-through entity, meaning the entity doesn't pay taxes, you pay taxes on it personally. There have been some big changes there in how the tax works. And every time I read a different source, I don't understand what they're saying. So if you could provide some clarification, I would appreciate it. And probably our listeners would as well.
Right. And that is something that has been very confusing and it's 3 pages long, the law that they wrote on that. But what it says is that if you have a small business, for most types of businesses, except for services, that and that includes sole proprietorships. It doesn't have to be an S corp or a partnership. It can also be a sole proprietorship.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You now can get a 20% deduction subject to various limitations on your return. So, for instance, let's just say your business makes $100,000. You're in essence only going to pay tax on $80,000.
Wow. So, if my effective tax rate was, let's just say, 25%. Then I would normally pay 25% on the $100,000, but the new change would be I'd only pay 25% on the $80,000.
That's right.
Thank you for explaining that. Okay.
Yeah, there are limitations based on what wages that you may pay to your employees and so forth. And there's about 5 to 10 limitations that you have to jump through to qualify for that 20%. But that's going to really help out a lot of small business taxpayers.
Wow. So it should reduce their taxes. Now, someone like Alfie, who makes $50,000 per episode of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, now it's probably not going to benefit him very much, right? Because he really makes too much money. It's funny. Alfie is laughing on the other side of the control panel. Alfie, are you saying you don't make $50,000 an episode? You're very famous, man.
Oh, I didn't know that was what I got. That's not what was coming through the mail.
We'll just give you a small portion of that.
Gotcha.
We're giving you an advance on it. Hey, so let's talk about this. Now, you said, Dave, And if you've just joined us, I've got Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates, a local CPA firm, on the line with us. You can reach Dave online at nicholscawley.com, NICHOLSCAULEY.com, or you can call him directly at his office number, 404-214-1301. One more time, 404-214-1301. Now, we talked about interest on mortgages not being deductible, but how does that work with a rental property when it's your business and you own the property?
Right. For rental properties, those limitations do not apply. You can still deduct your home equity loan. You can still deduct all of your real estate taxes. However, there is a new interest limitation rule going into effect for trade or businesses, including real estate, that could maybe limit the interest that way. And that rule is it's 30% of your income before deducting the interest would be deductible. Now, rental real estate could elect out of that provision, but if they do that, then they have to take longer depreciation rates on their fixed assets. So it's kind of a trade-off, and you have to do the math to see which would benefit you more. It also could affect a little bit of the for those that own vacation homes, because a lot of times if you use a vacation home personally, you can deduct the personal portion of the interest on your as an itemized deduction. So that's going to be affected by all this as well.
Sounds to me like they might have made things even more complicated in some areas. I'm not a tax expert. Dave, thanks for being a guest on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Again, if you need to reach Dave, NicholsCawley.com is the website, NICHOLSCAULEY.com, and the phone number is 404-214-1301. Alfie and I need to take a quick break. When we come back, in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, we'll feature Centennial, which is in Roswell, Fulton County. And we're going to talk about the total percentage of foreclosures sold in 2017 in the United States of America. Stick with us. We'll be back.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie. We appreciate you sticking with us through the break.
Yeah.
I didn't realize somebody had walked into the studio next to us.
Who
did you,
that?
Alfie?
Well, I saw,
did you see
that?
Him walk out? It was Janet Bandy walking out waving to us. Hey, Janet.
We should have brought her in here.
Well, we should have. She's been a guest on the show with us. So now, Tom Petty gets busy with his... What do you call the main parts of a song? The chorus?
The chorus?
He gets busy at 1 minute. Yeah. About 1 minute into his songs, boom, the chorus starts. I wonder if that's on purpose. I bet it is. Because, you know, I have to keep time for the radio show segment so we don't run over. Or sometimes you have to remind me so we don't run over. And at about 1 minute, that's when Tom Petty starts singing his chorus.
Yes. He gets right to it. Right to
no,
it.
1 minute's kind of slow, I would think. I don't know. We appreciate you sticking with us during the break. Got a couple of questions. Let's get those out of the way.
Charles
in Milton says, what's the percentage of foreclosures sold in the U.S.? I'm trying to find one and can't.
Hmm. All right.
What percentage of the sales in the United States, somewhere between 0 and 100%, Alfie, do you think in 2007 were foreclosure sales?
Oh, man. I'm going to say, I don't want to say, I feel like I should say something high, but I'll say 40%.
So that sounds so.
I'll say 40.
In 2012,
all right,
it was 35%.
Okay.
In 2017,
mm-hmm.
four 4.8%.
What? Really?
4 in 100 closings in the U.S. in 2017 were foreclosures.
No way.
Just 4%.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is very surprising.
Very low. So is there any wonder Charles and Milton can't find a foreclosure, especially in North Fulton and Milton?
I guess
that number is probably 1% in Milton. So 1 in 100. And when you think about it, a lot of times these foreclosures don't even hit the market, meaning they don't ever get on the market so somebody like Charles can buy them, because the big institutional investors buy them at the courthouse steps using cash. Boom, 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 boom.
My buddy did that once.
He did?
We went to the
county. Oh, we talked about him. He's a real estate agent. No?
No, this is another guy. Back in this days, he was renovating homes, buying homes and then renovating them and flipping them.
Got it.
But we'd go to the Clayton County Court.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool to watch that.
Yeah, it's interesting
to sit
out there.
We've bought homes at the Fulton County Courthouse and the DeKalb County Courthouse ourselves. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. We're answering listener questions. The next one is from Eric in Douglasville. Yeah. When is the best time for me to list in 2018? I was hoping to sell in June. Eric, I would need to know a little bit more about your home, bedrooms, bathrooms, more importantly, the price, before I could give you a good recommendation of when to list. Location. Well, I already know location because he's Douglasville.
Oh,
but
okay.
No. But if I did not know that, I would absolutely, positively need to know the geographic location. But almost across the board, June is too late.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of your price and whatever, I would think that, if you're trying to sell during the change of school seasons, you probably need to be listed by late March. Then you have April to get under contract, end of May, early June.
And by the time
close.
The school year opens, you're in a new place.
Because that's exactly right. Well, and then school's going to be out end of May.
Right.
You move out, you move to your new place. So I'm thinking, kind of latest March, April. June is just too late. If you're in areas where the schools are so very important and people just kind of chomping at the bit to get in, you might want to even start more like late February in order to make sure you're ahead of the crowd. So, Eric in Douglasville, hopefully that is helpful. If you have additional questions, Alfie and I will be happy to give you the answer, 770-497-0000. Alfie, as you know, each week on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to spotlight and to call out critical changes that might give a buyer or a seller an advantage in that neighborhood. And this week, we're featuring Centennial in the Roswell area. It's north of Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. You're from 285. You go take a left on Holcomb Bridge Road down to Scott Road. So it's about halfway between Holcomb Bridge and 400. Excuse me, between Peachtree Parkway and 400 on Holcomb Bridge there at Scott Road. Near East Roswell Park, Centennial High School, if you're familiar with that area. The average sales price in 2007 in Centennial, $542,300. In 2010, it had dropped to $408,200, 25% decrease. 2017, though, prices have recovered. In fact, have recovered to higher than 2007 levels, to an average of $547,600. So they went down 25%, up 25%. But, Alfie, if we look at it on that 100 scale, which actually Michelle was the first one to ask us, my wife, for that, and now that's what you like.
Yes, sir.
100 is the number that represents the value of the average sale in Centennial in 2007. 2010 is represented by the number 75, cool. And 2017 is represented by the number 101.
Nice.
So we're 1% higher than we were at the prior all-time high. Two homes currently listed in the subdivision at an average list price of $549,000, which gives us 2.18 months worth of supply. There's about 100 homes in the neighborhood. Homeowner equity from 2010 to 2017 increased about $14 million. The elementary school is Hillside, the middle school is Haynes Bridge, and the high school is Centennial. Centennial High School gets a school chimp score of 76. If you're interested in getting the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our market snapshot available exclusively from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is just what the doctor ordered. Visit gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. Click on Home Values in ATL. Take less than 30 seconds to ensure you are the local smarty. Also, if you're interested in getting a school chimp report on your own local high school, I think it's the coolest algorithm for ranking high schools in Metro Atlanta. Plus, gives you all the demographic information, home prices, percentage of homeowners versus renters, average educational attainment of parents, all kinds of stuff. and it's all available for free. Just visit gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com, and click on the School Chimp link. Hey, Alfie.
Yeah.
I know Kimber, when she searches for home, she uses SureMLS.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com. Am I right?
She does.
She doesn't want to get stale, dated information on Zillow or miss out on any listings that might be in one or another of the listing services in Metro Atlanta. So she uses SureMLS.com. And we recommend that you, if you're listening and you're looking for a new home, that you also use SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com. I will apologize in advance. When you go to that site, Alfie, and you might have noticed this, you'll see two of all the listings. But Alfie, when you come across a listing and there's only one of them, that means you're finding something that other people who are searching for homes in Atlanta are not finding, because it's not in both of the listing databases. It's only in one. If you're listening and you're planning to sell your home, you know selling a home can be confusing. How do you prepare for sale? What's the right price? Or how do you get the highest price? How do you make the process easy so you have less brain damage? You can listen to the typical marketing from a local real estate agent who says, if you don't sell your home, or if I don't sell it, I'll buy it from you. But in many cases, these agents don't even own their own home, so I'm not sure how they're going to buy your home. And you could call a company like Open Door or Knock or somebody like that. The companies that are in Atlanta saying they'll make the process easy. They'll do a guaranteed buyout of your home. They'll help you buy the new home. They'll fix your home up, all kinds of stuff. But when that happens, Alfie, if somebody's making the process more easy and convenient for you, who do you think is paying for that?
I am.
Do you think they're doing it because they're a charity and they're trying to do good?
You mean they're not nice people?
Maybe they are nice people, but they're doing it to make money. They raised $1 billion on Wall Street to do this. $1 billion. Trust me, Wall Street investors, they won't allow them to use their $1 billion for free. If you're planning to sell your home and you want to know, what should you do? Should you sell to one of those wholesalers? Should you sell it retail? Should you sell it to a private investor? What can you do to make it as easy as possible? You need a customized maximum value plan, teach you everything you need to know before you sell your house. Normally, one of these is $299, but show listeners just for today can get one for free. How? Just be one of the first three people to call 770-497-0000. Only three will qualify. First three to call 770-497-0000. Alfie and I appreciate you listening to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. Our plan is to be back Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta.
Welcome back to that same old that you laughed about.